In this lesson, we're going to make a dark, old-school drum and bass fill by resampling our own drums inside Ableton Live 12. This is a classic jungle move. Instead of programming every little hit from scratch, we're going to build a loop, print it to audio, then chop up the best bits and turn them into a gritty, 90s-inspired transition. It's raw, it's fast, and it can add a ton of character to your track. This kind of fill is perfect when you want to break up an 8-bar or 16-bar loop, build tension before a drop, or just make your drums feel more human and less rigid. And the best part is we're only using stock Ableton devices, so you can follow along with a standard Live 12 setup. First, set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for old-school D&B energy. Then create a MIDI track and load up drum rack. Keep the kit simple. A punchy kick, a tight cracky snare, some short hats, maybe an open hat or ride for movement, and a few ghost notes or rim hits if you want extra flavor. For the pattern, think classic two-step energy. Put the kick on the 1, the snare on 2 and 4, and add a few offbeat hats and ghost notes leading into the main hits. The important thing here is not to make it too clean. Old-school D&B fills sound good, because they feel like they came from a drum break or a sampled loop, not a perfectly edited grid. Now let's make that loop feel resample-worthy. On the drum group, or the drum bus, add a little processing so the loop already has some attitude before we print it. Start with EQ8. High pass the low rumble around 30 to 40 Hz. Take out a little boxiness somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz if needed, and if the snare needs more crack, give a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Next, add drum bus. A little drive goes a long way here. You want some grit, not total destruction. Try drive somewhere around 5 to 20%. Keep crunch modest, and use boom carefully so the low end doesn't get muddy. If it starts feeling too heavy, ease back on the low end. After that, add saturator and turn soft clip on. A few dB of drive can help thicken the drums and make the whole loop feel a bit more vintage and compressed. If you want space, send a little of the drums to a short dark reverb. Keep the decay short, maybe around half a second to just under a second, and cut the low end in the reverb so it stays tight. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track, play your drum loop for 4 or 8 bars, and record it. This captures the sound exactly as it's playing, effects and all. That's the magic of resampling. You're not just copying MIDI notes, you're printing a moment. If you want a more committed workflow, you could freeze and flatten the track, or consolidate the loop into audio. But for learning this technique, resampling is the most creative option because it encourages experimentation. Once you've recorded the audio, start listening through the waveform and look for moments with movement. You're hunting for snare flams, little hat bursts, ghost note clusters, tiny drum runs, or anything with a bit of punch and motion. In old-school D&B, fills often feel like stutters, short bursts, snare rushes, or chopped-up fragments of breakbeat energy. You want something that feels alive, not just a static groove. Open the clip and check the warp settings. Turn warp on and use beats mode for rhythmic material. If the slice is especially punchy, you can keep transient positions tight so the hits stay sharp. You can also set your grid to 1/16th or 1/8th if you're aiming for a more chopped up sample edit feel. If the loop has good swing, don't be afraid to let it breathe a little. Now we turn the resampled audio into an actual fill. One simple method is to duplicate the clip and cut it into smaller pieces, like quarter note, eighth note, or 16th note chunks. Rearrange those pieces so the energy rises toward the drop. Start sparse, then add more activity every half beat, and finish with a strong snare burst or crash. Another great option is to drag the audio into simpler and switch to slice mode. Slice by transients, then play the slices from MIDI notes. That gives you a more playable setup, which is really useful if you want to perform your fill like an instrument. Now let's darken it up and give it that 90s warehouse vibe. On the resampled fill, try an effects chain like this: EQ8, then Redux, then Drum Bus, then Auto Filter, then Compressor, and maybe a short reverb or echo at the end. EQ first to keep the low end under control. Redux adds that crunchy digital edge. Drum Bus gives weight and punch. Auto Filter lets you build tension with movement. Compressor helps glue the chop together, and a little reverb or echo on the tail can give it space without washing it out. If you want to go nastier, you can add vinyl distortion or another saturator for extra texture. A gate can also be cool, if you want to chop the reverb tail or make the rhythm feel more abrupt and mechanical. Just remember, The goal is not maximum destruction. The goal is character. One of the most important things in a drum and bass fill is the energy curve. A good fill isn't just a bunch of cool sounds thrown together. It should rise in intensity as it approaches the drop. Automate the volume a little. Open the filter gradually. Add more distortion toward the end if you want extra tension. You can even mute the kick briefly before the final snare hit so that final hit lands harder. A very classic placement for this kind of fill is the last half bar or last bar before the drop. Start with chopped, sparse drums. Then make the second half busier, maybe with stutters or snare bursts. End on a decisive hit, like a crash, a reverse impact, or a low sub hit on the downbeat. That final moment should feel like punctuation. If you want to push the 90s vibe even further, layer a transition sound behind the fill. A reversed break hit works great. So does a rimshot, a ghost snare, a vinyl crackle burst, or a short sub drop. To make a reverse hit, just drag a drum hit into audio, reverse the clip, add a short fade in if needed, and place it just before the fill lands. That little trick can make the whole transition feel much more authentic. A really useful teaching tip here is to think in contrast, not just complexity. A fill feels powerful because it changes the listener's expectation. Maybe the first half is sparse, then the second half gets denser, then everything opens up into the drop. That contrast is what makes the moment hit. Also, don't be afraid to keep the weird mistakes. If your resampled loop gives you an odd flam, a crunchy tail, or some little timing imperfection, print it and keep it. Those wrong moments often become the best part of a fill. Old school DNB thrives on that kind of character, and always test the fill in context. In solo, a fill might sound huge, but once the bass comes back in, it could disappear. So audition it in arrangement view with the full bass line and drums playing. In DNB, the drums and bass are inseparable, so make sure the fill doesn't fight the sub or clutter the groove. Here's a great mini practice exercise. Program a basic 4-bar DNB loop at 172 BPM. Add a few ghost notes and hats. Resample those 4 bars onto an audio track. Find a 1-bar section with good movement. Chop it into 8 slices. Rearrange the slices so the last half bar gets denser. Then add EQ8, drum bus, redux, and auto filter. Automate the cutoff so it opens during the fill, and place the result right before the drop. If it sounds too neat, add more crunch. If it sounds too messy, simplify the slice pattern. The sweet spot is dark, energetic, slightly gritty, and clearly connected to old school jungle and DNB rhythm. So to recap, you've learned a classic sound design workflow: build a drum loop, add grime and movement, resample it to audio, chop it into a fill, reprocess it with stock Ableton effects, and automate it into a dark transition. That's a powerful technique, because it turns a simple loop into something that feels sampled, broken, and alive. The big takeaways are simple. Resampling creates character, chopping creates tension, distortion and filtering create darkness, and arrangement makes the fill useful in a track. And once you get comfortable with this, you can start making different versions of the same fill, from minimal to dirty to wild, and choose the one that best supports your track. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic hype-style script, or a chapter-by-chapter lesson script for recording.